eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Christian Scott and John Means were both awesome this weekend. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, May 6th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers and the two names that were awesome this weekend. Well, there was lots, but specifically on the waiver wire, Christian Scott and John Means. Scott made his debut. He was at Tampa Bay, 6 2/3 innings, 1 run, 6 strikeouts with 18 swinging strikes. And John Means returned. He was at the Reds. He threw 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts and 19 swinging strikes. Chris, what did you see from these two? And who would you rather add, Christian Scott or John Means?
Yeah, we'll talk about them in the order that I would add them. I do think both Christian Scott and John Means are probably close to must roster players, but Scott is the higher priority right now. Looked really, really good in his debut and mostly came as advertised. The things that we knew about him coming in, really good fastball shape, mid-90s fastball velocity has made it really hard for minor league hitters to make contact with it. I expect him to not post a 30% swing strike rate with that pitch in the majors, but should be really good, and it looked very good. But the slider and the sweeper were both really effective pitches for him. Didn't really see much of the splitter. I think that was mostly the Rays just went with a really righty-heavy lineup. I think they only had 2 or 3 lefties in the lineup against Scott. So we'll see that moving forward, and you know, we don't know exactly what to expect of it, but a lot of whiffs, a lot of strikeouts in this one, and I think he's going to be pretty good in like a, you know, I think the ceiling is like a Joe Ryan type where there are going to be stretches where strikeouts are an issue for him because he pitches up in the zone, because the stuff is good, but maybe not great. And if the command's not all the way on, he'll give up some home runs, but hopefully there'll be a lot of solo shots. There'll be a lot of strikeouts along the way. And for the most part, I think you'll be very happy that you have Christian Scott on your team. So must roster player, John Means. It's kind of similar, actually. I just don't know if the strikeout upside is quite the same, but his issue has always been home runs. He gave up 30 home runs in 2021, had a pretty good ERA despite that. The Orioles moved the fences back in Camden. I think that should make John Means like a mid to I don't want to say mid to low, but a mid threes ERA pitcher, 3.5, 3.6. Good, but not great strikeout numbers, really good whip, and when he keeps the ball in the yard, I think John Means is going to be very good. One thing we noticed in this one, got really good results on his slider, which is not something we saw much from John Means before Tommy John surgery. So that's a potential other weapon. He was a big changeup guy before. So that was something to keep an eye on moving forward. But I do think John Means, Christian Scott should be rostered everywhere that they're available.
I agree with that. The last point on both of these pitchers, don't know that I would start them this week because they do have really tough matchups. Christian Scott is home against the Atlanta Braves, and John Means is home against the D-backs, the number one team against left-handed pitching so far this season. The Guardians are promoting one of their top prospects, Kyle Manzardo, who came over from the Rays last year in the Aaron Civale trade. Manzardo is 23 years old, a former second-round pick back in 2021, and he was off to a great start at AAA this season, batting 303 with 9 home runs, great plate discipline, 91.2 average exit velocity. He's 36% rostered. Chris, what are your thoughts on Kyle Manzardo, the player, and is he a must add for fantasy?
Yeah, that's a tough one because anytime like you look at the Guardians roster and they're putting Stephen Kwan on the IL, well, Kyle Manzardo is not going to play the outfield. And Josh Naylor's probably not going to play the outfield either. So those two guys, if they're going to be in the lineup together, it's going to have to be at first base and DH. They should have room for both of them, but the margin for error is always really slim when you're talking about a first base only player, and that's what Kyle Manzardo is. Homered 7 times the past 12 games at AAA, felt like only a matter of time. I think the upside is Vinny Pasquantino or even Josh Naylor, you know, a contact heavy bat that can hit for power. And so I do think if you need a first baseman or a utility, Kyle Manzardo should be at the top of the list of guys you're looking for this week. But it wouldn't surprise me if in 15 days we're talking about Kyle Manzardo getting sent back down to the minors, unfortunately.
Would you drop any of these names? These are the questions I got most on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Michael Busch, Christian Encarnacion-Strand, and Spencer Torkelson all are... Well, Busch got off to the great start, but he's kind of slowed down recently. Would you drop any of those for Kyle Manzardo?
I think it's easier to do it in a points league where the replacement level is always going to be a little higher and you're just chasing upside more than anything. So I think in a points league with those shallower rosters, I could do that for Manzardo for any of those three guys. In like a 15-team roto league, it would be really hard for me to justify dropping them, but... Yeah, I don't think I would. That's a really, really tough call. Torkelson probably at the bottom of the list of guys to drop just because I think the upside's significantly higher for him. Even I think the upside's higher for Torkelson than Manzardo even.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think in a deeper league, you have to have someone who's worth less than you know those names that I brought up. But yeah, in a shallower league, you might be able to make a swap like that based on the replacement value available to you. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.